Google?
Right. So we're one of Google's channel partners, and the company, again, is called Local Splash. And, okay, I've got Amy. She's checking on the availability for those areas. Here she is.
Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
Hi, Isaac. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I hope you're well today.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So it looks like she sent you over to me to pull up program details for Kunstlemann Electric Incorporated. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Cool. It kind of came out, and I was like, did I say that correctly? Give me a second here. So I'm kind of pulling everything up. I see here that you have the Google Business Profile, 26 verified reviews. You have the website. Are you currently working with anybody for the marketing?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Do you mind if I ask who you're working with?
Yeah, they're called Hibu.
Okay. I'm pretty familiar with Hibu, and they've been running the Google Business, and are they doing Facebook ads or Google ads for you?
They do whenever I ask them to, yeah.
Okay. So just right, they're managing that entire campaign there. And then what about Google Guarantee?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, okay. So Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead service. The premier partners have access to go ahead and provide this for particular contractors who qualify for it. So do you currently use any pay-per-lead services like Porch, House, Angie, Thumbtack, any of that?
We use Angie's.
And how's it been so far?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I like to hear. If you like that, you're going to love this simply because this drives the traffic directly to you and you only pay per qualified lead and you don't share the leads or the position. Is that something you're interested in?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. So kind of going over this a little bit just to see if it's going to be a good fit for you. I have your zip code is 16038 is where the business is physically located. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. There are a couple of qualifications. So Google Guarantee shows at the very tippy top of the page when somebody punches in any one of the keyword services that you're providing there. So, for example, best electrician near me, electrician, a lot of the subcategories within the keyword for the electrical vertical are going to be like install light fixtures, repairing light fixtures, switches, upgrading panels, repairing panels, electrical charging station installation, outdoor lighting, remodeling, power restoration and storing ground wires. These are all services that you're providing?
Yes.
Fantastic. So with the Google Guarantee, this is something that shows at the very top of the page when somebody does a search for any one of those keyword services. Now, Google actually built this pay-per-lead service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services because they know the things that make those type of programs just okay. The fact that you share the leads, you share the position, you pay for the lead whether or not you land the job. So Google created it in an effort to go through a specific set of checks, and Google actually guarantees your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, the kicker on this is that you're only paying for the actual qualified leads that are coming to you. Google is very specific about what a qualified lead is, and I'm going to jump into those things with you right now. I just want to see what the requirements are for your area, so I want to make sure I have the correct zip code. The upfront cost would be a one-time $250 application fee, and then do you maintain the Pennsylvania State Home Improvement Contractor's License?
I believe we do.
Okay. So that would be a requirement. Yeah, that would be a requirement that you have to have that license. And then it would also require that you can pass a background check, no felonies in the last 7 years.
No.
No, you have felonies in the last 7 years?
No, I don't.
No.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, okay. Also, it requires that you have a valid Social Security number in the United States, as well as a valid driver's license or U.S. passport.
Okay.
In addition to general liability insurance for the business.
Okay.
Okay. So once you pay the $250 application fee, we go ahead, we get you completely Google Guarantee approved. And then your cost per lead is actually extremely low. It's $28 per qualified lead. It requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads of $365. So the way it works is like an escrow account. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, you pay the $365. That's going to give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads for the month. And that lead cost of $28 per lead would come off of that budget. Now, Google actually records each one of those calls coming in order to ensure that it is actually qualified. So if it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, then you're automatically not charged. They have AI listening to each phone call in order to ensure you're receiving quality phone calls. If the caller is requesting a service you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, or if they're requesting a service that's outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile, then you're not charged. All of those things make it where those are unqualified leads. Now, with this particular program, in order to ensure that you're getting qualified leads, the caller, you need to set face-to-face appointment with the caller in order to give estimate face-to-face, or if they request estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that it's considered an actual qualified lead.
Okay.
Is
so while you've been talking, I just searched electricians near me,
mm-hmm.
and I do see that there's some at the top of the list that say Google Guarantee, and then you go mm-hmm. past that, and then you have the map, and then you have a listing of the actual electricians in your area. So you're trying
within
to get
that zip code, yes. And that's available for each individual zip code and area, yes. But with Google Guarantee, you can cover exactly where you want to cover in the specific zip code, and you don't have to live in that zip code in order to be qualified to list there.
Okay.
So it allows you better opportunity because you're able to secure jobs from the actual positions you want in those specific areas. She put here that you're looking for a butler in Cranberry.
Yeah, I mean, we get some butler calls, but we'd like to, you know, push a little further south because everybody sees us as being north.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get a whole lot of, like, Cranberry-type area calls.
Okay. Well, we can definitely target those areas specifically. And if it's, you know, an area that you want to come up in, then you're going to come up in that area and you're going to dominate at the top in the Google Guarantee. Because with the Google Guarantee, what's going on there is if you click on any one of those ones that actually have the green check mark on it, like if you click on Q Electric, it's going to show you what the services are. It's going to show you exactly what he's offering. It's going to show you exactly what his service radius is. And that doesn't charge him a lead cost in order for anybody to look at that. Once somebody clicks the Google call tracking number to connect with him directly, it's only charged if it's an actual qualified lead, so if it meets the qualified lead requirements.
So basically, I pay you $250, and I get to be in the top of the list there. And if anybody clicks on call underneath my name, then I get charged for the lead?
If it's a qualified one, yes.
Okay, and how do you determine whether it's qualified?
Because Google has call tracking on each one of those phone numbers, and AI is listening. So within our company, you actually have a call tracking system, so you have what we call client dashboard, where you're able to we keep all the call recordings there for authenticity purposes. So say you received a call, somebody wanted an electrical charging station installation, and you don't offer that, right? So they call you, they ask you for it, you say you decline the job, you should not be charged for that automatically because AI is listening. If for some reason you did get charged, then you simply let us know, hey, this is an unqualified call. We dispute it with Google and get the money back.
Okay. So if somebody calls me and they basically just say, hey, I don't have power in my kitchen, And I say, did you try resetting the breaker? And they say, oh, no, I didn't. And they go down to reset the breaker and say, okay, it's working. Never mind. I don't need anything. At that point in time, I have to, you know, I didn't get any work from that. I just helped them over the phone. So I wouldn't get charged for that.
Well, it doesn't meet the requirements of you setting face-to-face appointment or giving an estimate over the phone. So I would say no, you would not be charged for that.
Okay.
Because those are the requirements for it to be considered a qualified call, not if you spoke to them or if you even got any work from them. Whether or not you get any work from them, unfortunately, isn't Google's responsibility. Their responsibility is to give you the qualified calls.
Sure.
But
okay.
I understand
and,
what you're saying, where you're coming at. And so we would dispute that for you if it slipped through the cracks, which I don't believe that it would. But if it did, we would dispute that for you.
Okay. Yeah, like with Angie, like I just had one yesterday. The guy put in electrical panel upgrade, so I clicked on it and called him. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, yeah, I need an electrical inspector to inspect my meter socket that I installed for my camp. And I said,
Not
electrical inspectors.
Right.
I said, we're not electrical inspectors. We install meter sockets, but we don't inspect them. And he's like, well, do you know anybody I can get inspection from?
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave him a number of a guy that I knew, and he said, okay, thanks. So I got a hold of Angie and said, hey, this lead was not,
it
wasn't any work. And so they refunded me the money for it.
Good. I'm glad that they did, because a lot of times I hear that they don't. I hear a lot of trouble with that. But I'm really glad that they did that for you, because it's fair. That's what's right, you know? If you had the opportunity to pitch that guy and you went out, you did a bid or whatever, you're actually able to offer him work, that's one thing. But he wanted you to come out basically okay that what he was doing was working. And that's not the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right.
So every time, so if I get to the top of this, you know, top of these five electrical companies or whatever, and someone calls me and, you know, AI determines that we've set up a face-to-face or I've given them an estimate over the phone, then what, we just get billed like on a weekly basis, or how much would I get billed for that lead? You said
$28? $28, and it comes off that minimum monthly budget. So it works like an escrow account. You pay that $365, you pay that up front. It works like an escrow account, and that covers you for up to 13 leads in a month. So you're in complete control of it, though, Isaac. So say you pay it, and then if it's left alone, you don't touch it, you don't increase it, you don't decrease it, you don't pause it, you don't do anything. You just leave it alone, and it just runs out. It's going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, you have the ability to increase that lead flow as you see fit. You can say, I want 6 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week, or I want to increase my budget to X, Y, or Z. You have the ability to do that. You also have the ability to call in and pause the campaign anytime you need to. So with this, like say you take on 2 leads and now you're busy. You're booked out for 2 weeks, or maybe you took on a big project that's going to keep you busy for 6 weeks. Who knows? For whatever reason, if you call in and pause the campaign, Isaac, wherever you pause it is where it stops financially. So if you pause it with $200 left in it, that's where the campaign completely stops, and for as long as it's paused. There's no automatic unpause. There is no automatic monthly charge. It's only once the budget's been exhausted.
Okay. So how do I know if it's one of these Google Guarantee calls or not?
Great question. You're assigned a call tracking number in Google. We actually, the way that it's set up is you'll know because it'll say LSA for local service ID, GG, Google Guarantee. It'll say so on your caller ID when they dial in. And then right before you pick up the phone, it gives like that whisper feature where it says LSA, so you know it's a Google Guarantee.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You're breaking up. Let me move a little bit. It might be me.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to my desk. I'm not moving around at all, so I think it is.
Okay, try again.
Okay, so you're assigned a Google call tracking phone number, and you know that it's a Google local service ad, Google Guarantee call coming in because it says so on the caller ID when they call in. And then right before you pick up the phone, it's going to do that whisper feature where it says LSA. So you know that it's one of the leads coming in from the Google Guarantee. Now, the other great thing about this is, A, the position's exclusive. We're not working with any of your competitors, okay? You're the only one we're promoting. Secondly, you don't share those leads, and they're coming directly to you. So it's not coming to my company and then we're shooting it out to multiple competitors and tell each of you, hey, good luck. No, this client's gone to Google and chosen to work with you based on your own merits.
Okay.
Okay. So it's unlike any other type of lead service where you have trouble getting the credits back, where you have to share the lead no matter what. You pay whether or not you ever even speak to the client, let alone get the opportunity to pitch or work on the job. It gives you a lot better opportunity, and the lead cost doesn't fluctuate.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay. Now, do you know if you have that contractor's license?
What did you call it again?
Okay. So if you go in, if you're looking at the Google Guarantee, it's called the PA State Home Improvement Contractor Registration.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know for sure if we do. I feel like we probably should. But I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm looking at something.
Take your time.
Yeah. So on the business card, I'm looking at a business card, and it has PA025363.
Okay. Then you do.
Okay.
Perfect.
I figured we did. I just don't get asked that question very often. So.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, and this is what's going to sound crazy to you because it sounds crazy to everybody, is Google has different requirements. So, like, in the state of Texas, right, licensing isn't required for, like, anything. Like, literally, like, nothing. Like, they let everybody work there, and they don't require, like, a contractor's license to build a home or, you know, to build a pool or different things. But in different states, it's different. But Google themselves, in order to qualify for this program, requires certain things. Like, a lot of states don't require a handyman license, but Google does require some sort of licensing to prove that they're legit. So that's why I like to make sure before I sign anybody up for this that you have one of the available licenses. That way I know it's going to work. You're going to get the Google Guarantee approval.
Okay. Now, yeah, fine.
Perfect. Isaac, your first name, Isaac?
Yes.
Last name?
Henricks, Henricks.
Email.
So, ISAAC at councilmanco.com. That's KUNSELMANCO.com.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to send everything over in writing. I am going to be the lead on this account and point of contact for you. You're going to get two emails from me. The first one's going to be labeled Google Guarantee, and it has everything with an overview. The other thing that I do have to let you know is that the terms and conditions state a max of 4 to 8 weeks for processing on the application. That timeline was given to us during COVID. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. The most important thing is going to be that you do get us the application back in a timely manner. Application itself literally takes 10 minutes to upload. You're going to upload that license. You're going to upload the insurance, your social security number, and your driver's license number. And then we do your client onboarding call with my technician. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any face-to-face employees, anybody who's going out and bidding the jobs on behalf of the company on their own without you present?
Yes.
You do. How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Probably about 5.
Okay. The reason I ask is because the application asks, how many face-to-face employees do you have? If they are trusted employees of the company, and this is not saying anything badly about them by any means, but you'll understand where I'm going with this, okay? It's going to want to do background check on each one of those, asking for social security number for each one of those people who are going out and bidding jobs on behalf of the client or behalf of you, your business, on their own. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Now, you don't have to put them on there if you don't want to put them on there, okay? But when you look at the application, it does ask face-to-face employees. Now, if you're going out and you're doing a lot of the jobs on your own and you're there most of the time bidding the jobs, then you're the only one that needs to go on there. So it's up to you if you choose to put your field workers on there or not. If you do put your field workers on there, it's going to request their first and last name, their social security number, and it is going to request, it's going to do background check on them as well. So any felonies in the last 7 years, they would not pass, and it would fail your application.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you saying that I probably shouldn't put them on there then?
If you're not sure, if they're not family, if you can't swear to it, don't.
Okay.
That's what I tell everybody. Like, it's better for the reputation of your business, which Google, if you have a felony that's over 7 years, they don't care. Like, they're all about reform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not that. They're not being sticklers about it, but they have to go to, like, what the basic law holds. The basic law holds 7 years or older, your felony can drop off. So they hold on to that same standard. So if you're not sure, just put zero. It's not the end of the world, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I did send the application over to you via text message. I'm going to go ahead and schedule client onboarding with my technician. I do first need to go ahead and secure the $250 application fee. So for the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and your last name?
I'll have to check. Hold on.
Take your time.
All right, it's just first and last name.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4246
3153 9058 8992. Expiration month and year?
01/28.
3-digit code on the back?
210.
210?
Yes.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Sins. S-I-N-Z.
Okay. Right now I'm charging the one-time $250 application fee. This is non-refundable. It goes to get yourself and any and every employee that you choose to put on there or not put on there, background checked. It's not per employee. It's one time for the company. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm charging that now. Now, the next order of business is I'm going to schedule your client onboarding call with my technician, Isaac. I do need to go ahead and secure a time. So, like I said, the application is pretty straightforward. It shows you an exact example of what we need you to upload. It's going to ask for you to upload a copy of that license, a photograph of the license, as well as the number for it, the tax EIN number, and then the Accord document for the general liability insurance. As long as you have those documents available, I've seen it take as little as 10 minutes to go ahead and get that uploaded. However, I do like to give my clients at least 24 hours with the application. I could schedule your onboarding call for tomorrow between 6:30 and 7, even in the evening, if that works for you.
That's
in the morning.
Or
when do you want?
That should be okay.
Is that cool? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to see a text come through that's going to say GG onboarding, okay? And this is going to have your first and last name with your phone number as the placeholder in the Google Calendar. The technician's going to call from the 877 number. So right now I'm sending over a text message with my direct phone number and extension line. I will be lead on your account. The technician we're going to be dealing with, his name is Ivan. He's my absolute favorite. And the reason why is because he's very straightforward and very meticulous about ensuring that you get exactly what you need. This phone conversation tomorrow is only a half-hour increment, and it takes maybe 15 minutes. He's literally just verifying the information on the application. So if I call you tomorrow evening and the application is not completed, I'm not going to be able to do your client onboarding call. Okay?
Okay.
So as of this moment, do you have any further questions for me?
So what is my first bill going to be for the actual leads once I get all set up?
Once you're all set up, the initial investment for leads is $365.
Okay. And that gives me about 13 phone calls.
About 13 leads, yeah, qualified leads. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can probably direct them to the office rather than my cell phone, correct?
Absolutely. That is exactly so. Ivan's going to go over application with you. He's going to tell you exactly what we need, exactly what's going on. He's going to tell you what the next step is. So it's going to request at some point for you to upload your driver's license. And then at that point, before the ad goes live, we say, okay, verify keywords. These are the exact keywords you want. This is the exact phone number you want it to go to. We verify everything
okay.
before that ad goes live. So it's not just a, hey, it's all willy-nilly, good luck, man, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, if he's going to handle it, then I'll just ask him.
Yeah, absolutely. We're absolutely here for all that, here to help you 100% and take care of it. And, again, I'm always here if you need anything as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. I will talk with you tomorrow and introduce you to Ivan. In the meantime, go ahead and get that application filled out for us. You have a blessed evening, okay, Isaac?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.